Now, for me, it's more easy.
For me, I thought when I became transgender or when I want become myself, I thought people would like, just get it. Like, okay, the person is not confused anymore. The person is like, they know their identity now. But it's 10 times worse. Yeah, because it's like in my head what they're saying, okay, you're going too far now.
True, because like this is like between us and them, and what is their perceptions in their eyes. That's why I said like, okay, from cognitive level to affective, and you're affective to psychomotor. Now, how you react from your head to your heart and to your gut. So this time we also wants to talk about ourselves. Like, what can you say about yourself? Like after all the experiences that you encounter, if you try to talk to Shanette, what will you say in the mirror?
I'll say to Shanette that you're a very exceptional person. You're strong, you're a fighter, and you always have that little warrior in you to push you.
So strong. And how about you? What can you say about yourself?
I can look myself first. I'm so beautiful. And I know that I'm so strong, and I'm so happy to live, and I love life for myself. It's too much happening bad in my life and with my family, with myself, that's happening too much bad things, but I believe that I'm strong. I can go to everywhere on the world. I can live everywhere on the world because this, no, because yes, because this, I believe myself and I love myself a lot. And actually, I have one message for all queer people. If is it okay for you, or you want to say that?
Yeah. Okay, that is our reflection. So, what can you say about the reflection?
This is actually for all our queer friends. We have the power to embrace every hurt part of us with compassion. One day, there will come a day in this world where we will not be judged or lynched for who we love, for whom we kiss, where we open or cover ourselves, and when we can taste the happiness that comes from standing together and solidarity just because we are human. As long as we believe in this and never give up showing the world that love overcomes everything.
Amazing. And what is your reflection message? You're done talking to yourself, and now we need to flex or to reflect the statements
to reflect the statement.
to the people who are listening or watching us.
I would say to every LGBTQI person, everybody who's under the umbrella, like, don't settle yourself for less, And what a lot of people don't understand is when you get to be your true self and when you're in your own element where you're being you, everything just formulates into place. Nothing goes wrong, So I would advise everybody to continue being your real self.
Yes, and oh, you look so beautiful, Raya. Yeah, like for me, it's like I can live, I can love, I can reach the heavens above. I can write what is wrong. I can sing just any song. Yeah, something like, yeah, you reach a lot, no? From Philippines to Switzerland. And then all the experience, all the fear, the trauma that you experience, you manage to just dance with the music. Yeah, and sing any songs. No, and also for the reflection for the people who are listening, like if I can, why you cannot? See? Because like if people who face a lot of emotional trauma, a lot of experience, a lot of threats, why people can't take it? So people can just have faith in yourself, just continue. No, like for me, every time I wear my bra, I always remember like bra, I need to be brave, no, to recollect all my experience and to accept of who really I am.
I always tell myself, get it together. Like, get it together.
Getting together, like I remember my friend told me always like, you need to gather all your shit. You know, you need to fix yourself. Don't dwell onto the pain that you have. So I use that kind of mantra, like, okay, need to fix myself and to stand up, like, okay, after become brave to recollect and to accept, I need panty. I need peace in my mind. I need I need assistance. No, I need nurturing. I need to nurture myself. I need to trust people, so that I can yell. I can say yes to everyone. You know. So I got the bra and the panty. Okay. I now continue. So, what kind of challenges do members of LGBTQIA plus face in our tribal community? Now, let's go with our, you know, going back to our roots.
In my country, they face a lot of discrimination in the hospitals, in schools, public places to enter. You know, because say for instance, there's a party keeping and stuff. If you look too queer, you know, that's a discrimination right there. You can't get to go in the party. You have to dress very manly and all of that. So, like, and it's still the same there. Yeah.
And you are who?
Still is different and difficult, actually. Because the when queer person comes out, Demi's family or found out by Demi's family, I actually see exactly similar things, but in my own tribe, in the other tribes. The complete restrictions of social lives, the attempt to change everything about the lifestyle, the fact that cycle pressure and psychological violence last for many years. They think that it will be transformed by forced marriage, and they implement this. If it is necessary to lock them in the house, keep them tied up to secret place, try to castrate them with their own methods. Unfortunately, in some tribes, this even goes as far as killing. This situation happened a lot in Kurdish and Turkey.
Yeah, it's just like in Jamaica, if they catches like two men together and stuff like that, like just say for instance it's in a rural area, like in the ghetto, immediately we know what's gonna happen.
Yes, actually that's I can explain just a bit about my life. That when I was 11 years old, I wearing my sister's clothes. But actually, if it's just this one, it's really good memories, but really just not like this, because that's my mother is see me in the dress, and it's then after that it's happening too much bad things, and my family forcibly to talk to me mosques and the clergy who made amulets. I was excluded from the whole society and force it to be someone else. Frankly, this brought me to such a point that I tried to be someone else. That's really, I don't know how I explain this one, but then I'm young, then actually I'm child then. That's because I never know about the queer people, something else that's is difficult when you are a child accepting something like this. And it wasn't easy for me to get rid of these. All this happened when I was almost child. Even though these have left bad marks in my life, I'm here now with all my beings. Mm-hmm. Now, this still is it. Actually, I never angry with my family, because I know there is family. Mm-hmm. There's have no love in their lives. Mm-hmm. And still is it okay for me? I know that's not easy. But I know also for them is not easy. Not for about my gender identity, about their life. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just like for me when I was a child, I was the one who always, that's different. I'm the one who wants I'm different from all the boys. I want the glitter on the shoes and all of these things and stuff. And I used to get looked at a lot, teased in school, you know, stuff like that. And I don't know. in some cases, I never cared. And in some situations, I have to care. Because from the family that I'm coming from and stuff, it's like my mom is the hard ass one where you need to wear blue and black. That's for boys and stuff, where I want to come down in the pink shirt and the loud colors and stuff. So me and her always have a terrible fight about this. And growing up, and because of she's like a society person and stuff, so she always talk about her image. So we have to represent her and stuff. But I am the child that I'm going to do my own thing anyway. Yeah.
That's true. Like you know, if what is the perceptions of the society? Because as what Aho said, like I also steal some clothes from my sister. And then like, if you remember that we have a paper, like it's a transfer color paper. Like we make it for the makeups and everything. And then when my father saw me, drug me, you know, and bring me to this. Because since Philippines is colonized by Spanish, so we are now we converted to Christianity. But I keep on running to my grandmother because my grandmother continued to practice the pre-colonial tradition, which is very, you know, adapting. But this time I was stuck in my house and like I cannot really express who I am. And then when I do that, like they bring me to these priests and pray all the hands in the community pray over me, like, hey, something like the spirit, the bad evil spirit is in my body and etc. So like that are the challenges, no? How we face it.
Mm-hmm. I had a whole dollhouse under my bed. I used to use my break money and buy dolls. And I had a whole thing under my bed when they can't find me. Nobody would know where I am. And like, I just want to know my parents leave the house. I'm in her things. Like, I'm in her jewelry. I'm in her this. I'm looking in the mirror and doing a lot. And that's when I could get to be me, you know? Yeah.
And making a paper dolls as well. Yeah. The paper dolls and the paper earrings and everything.
I used to be in her lipstick, everything I used to be in. When she come back, like, how you smell like that?
So, you know, those are like examples of how those are the challenges that we face, no? Like from our home to the community, from the community even to our schools or the workplace and etc. Like even in my workplace, like, you know, in the Philippines, like you cannot wear feminine attire if you are working in a men's work. Yeah. Like especially in a journalism spares, like there's a women DJs, female DJs, there's a man DJ. But as a commentator is a political commentator, people are like attacking the government or whatsoever. And they're like, I am the first who always use the voice, uh-huh. Dole, something like that. No, and then loud discussing about legalities, discussing about human rights and etc. with the voice of, you know, the voice of transgender. It's like unacceptable in their ears. But I have a lot of listeners.
It's like some of the times it's like how I think they think. It's like they can't fathom how somebody wants to be a different gender that they're not born into. Because how I put it, because I don't know, I read people a lot, you know, and it's like they feel like we just wake up one day and, okay, I want to be a girl today. You know, like it didn't just wake up. Like from I know myself, I was always like that, always. I never wanted nothing. If it's too manly, I don't want it.
True. And you?
But actually, this is for me. I try to be someone else for too much time, because that's for my father's side and my mother's side. They are really too much is closed. They never listen to someone else. They never want to understand something else. But when they are find me with weird in the dress, and they are too much is fight me, and I try to talk to my sister. They never understand me. They are always. They said, okay, we have to go to hospital for the sun test.
They just feel like something is wrong with you when nothing is wrong with you.
Yes, I said, I explained when I was like 14 or 15 years old, and I explained a bit, but because I never about myself, just I'm like this. And she said, how you know that? I say, I never know that about it, something like, just I like it. Just I'm like this, but they never want to understand about it. But still, is it okay that they find me like in dresses too much times, and we are too much fight. But still, I get it myself.
In my country, I feel like on the road, I'm always a different person than in the house, because on the street, I'm a man. I have to perceive myself as that. But when I'm in the home, if you should see me on the road, the difference between in the home, you see on the road a 5 minutes ago, but it's like you're forced to do that, and me being that outside, it's acting. I got so good at it.
I overcame for this situation before, like, not too much, 8 years ago. I overcame about it before 8 years ago. And until now, I'm with myself, like myself. Mm-hmm. I don't want force myself to be outside like men or something else or someone else.
But it depends on the situation. Like, for example, me, as what you have said, in the morning, I'm Ray. Mm-hmm. At night, I'm Raya. You know, like in the morning, like, hi, bro. How are you, bro? Are you doing great? And then at night, hi. Something like that. No, so like, yeah. Sometimes this also help us to, you know, to like a theater. I always, like, when I go out in the house, like, I always think like, okay, we're in a big film, so I need to be, because this is according to the society that we need to be like this. So like, I'm walking like me, like, oh, I don't like this, but I don't have a choice.
I remember when we and me and my friends, we used to like take the bus home sometimes and stuff. Yeah. So we always have problem in the bus. Who is going to say bus stop? Because we want to find the roughest voice to say bus stop. We can't use a squeaky voice or something like that. We need a man voice.
Yeah, true. And then, like, I remember when my father's pushing me, like, hey, you need to play basketball, because that time, basketball was so popular. Like, how should I hold the balls? I don't know how to hold these balls. And, like, people are shooting in that ring. I'm like, why? The other ring is so empty, so I need to run to another ring because it's empty. So I shoot there, the points go to the enemy. Like, you know, it's really hard to pretend. Yeah. But yeah, it's really hard to pretend. So like, when my childhood times, no? And then like, when my father will buy a gun, like, oh my God, what should I do? Then my sister has Barbie dolls or dolls. Like, can I borrow your dolls and put the guns? Yeah, so those are like your fun experience. But you know, it bring us, no? It bring us here. And this is also our testament of our survival, that we managed to face all the trials or all the obstacles that we have, and then uses as our, you know, as our strong point or starting point for us to continue.
Yeah.
So in the other hand, so how can we build an atmosphere of inclusion regardless of personal and religious views? Because I understand that we also came from different discipline, no? Different discipline at the same time, religious perspectives.
Actually, the political Kurds and women's movement, feminists, vegans, anarchists, and socialists are aware of the intersectional truth struggle and believe that it's power to stand together against racism, fascism, homophobia, and transphobia, specism, which are systematically carried out together. As a result, queer people cannot be heterosexual without being free. People cannot be free in the world where animals are not free. And new lives cannot be built in the world where women are not free. It's necessary to stand in solidarity against all kinds of exploitations, violence, and discriminations.
I love it, no? Like, we kind of free ourselves openly. And how about you, Shanet?
I believe all people should be able to have that freeness, as I was talking about. And freeing yourself, meaning freeing yourself from anything that makes you unhappy as a person, anything that doesn't align with your being or your aura, I would say. So, like, being free for me, where I am, like, for example, some of the times when I look back at a picture of the person who I was mm-hmm. and the person who I am now. And when I look at people tell me that, oh, you can never wear a dress and stuff. And some of the times I'm looking at me now, it's like I'm still shocked, you know. So for me, I am free because I am able to be me 100%.
Of course, for this, we have to be careful for ourselves the first time. If we can be careful for ourselves, then we can do for the other peoples and for the world. Actually, this is important.
Yeah, we have to be examples, you know, so other people can follow, especially people in our community as well. Because growing up, I assume none of us had people how to show us to be transgender and stuff. We all have to learn on our own and, you know, stuff. So if we can provide these, like, safety so it's not hard for them growing up, it's good.
And actually, and I believe that's point that queer people can do that so good. Because that's queer people know the everything's attacks from outside the peoples, and they know the all emotionals. They know that, I guess that queer people more know about the lives on the world. And because that is, I believe that the queer people have to show people the life, the love can overcome for everything.
And some of the times it depends on our personality, because for example, if a person who doesn't, like, you know, born like this, like they're born and hasn't been surrounded by love and stuff, they might not know how to show that. So when we as a person meet these people and we can give them that comfort and stuff, it helps them to find their self mm-hmm. and able to, so that they can be themselves as well. I mean, being free.
Yeah, so like, you know, freedom. Or Freiheit in their language. Yeah. So yeah, I am so amused, you know, with this certain things. Like, yeah, I grew up in the Philippines. We having these traditions. Like, my father is a Muslim, and my mother is a Christian, and my grandmother is a Babaylan. Like, okay. And then in my father's side, I remember like, oh, it's really hard because you need to learn the religious and you need to follow the rules. And my Christian mother also teach me do this and do that. And my grandmother's also practicing the pre-colonial thing. Like, what should I do? And then I remember like when I learned Arabic, because my father, when I was young, when I start moving, because it's haram, it's not allowed. It's not allowed in my father's religion to be soft, to be a girl, because I when I was young, I remember that I told my father that I'm a girl, and my father so much like, yeah, no, you need to go there and you need to strape up yourself, blah blah blah. So yeah, but I remember that I think last time before I was kicked out in the house at the age of 15, because when I told my father that I'm a girl, and my father kicked me out in the house because this against the law, that is the religious law, religious law. So like, so I sing a song for my father. So I said, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim, Alhamdulillahi raikni alamin, and everything we do, Bismillah, Bismillah. Something like and everything I do, no? So regardless of religion, you accept who you are. That is the first principle. Who are they to judge me, no? And then like my father very mad at me because I do that. And then after I went to my mom, and then of course in Christianity, they also the same like, ah, you will be burned in Sodoma and Gomorrah, blah, blah, blah. And then I responded to them like, what is written in 1 Samuel chapter 20, verse 42? This Jonathan and David kiss each other sleep. It was in biblical. And my mother also kicked me out, and I grew up more in my grandmother's, because my grandmother is like, okay, just respect their beliefs. That's what my grandmother's teaching is like, respect their beliefs, just follow your heart of who you are. And then now I'm practicing the entire like journey until this moment as a, you know, a Babaylan or a Manubo traditions, like doing the rituals and doing also elementals, something like that. But I always remember my experiences and the teachings of my father on his religion and my mother on her religion. I did not do a mockery out of them, but I use expressions that if who are the humans or how, who are they to disrespect us of what gender or what we choose in our own selves. Yeah,
it's just like in the church, in the Christianity, mm-hmm. and it's like normally when they always come at me, I always use the same verse from the Bible. I say, he who without sin cast the first stone. So none of y'all can cast no stone at me because all of us have sinned. So that's what I use to back them off. Yeah.
Same here. Like that's the reason why I have also this, like, I really want to learn religion. That's why my first degree is Bachelor of Arts in Religious Education, because I want to understand the religion, about different religions.
But they feel like because you may be LGBTQI, you can't practice Christianity, you can't practice being Muslim because you're not man, because you're perceived as a woman or whatsoever. I believe despite everything and stuff, we should still be able to have a religion that any one of us choose and pray to whosoever we want to choose, whether we're transgender, gay, whatever we choose to be.
Because, like, this is also a platform for us, because I know that there's a lot of Muslims, I know, and I a lot of Christians and other religion also hiding themselves into a closet, not because they're afraid of something. Yeah. But this is, I think, the wake-up call for them to learn, to dig more deeper, because there's a lot. Because when I understand my father's side on his religion and my mother's side on her religion, I understand, okay, this is the equilibrium. This is the common denominator they have. They're talking about morality. They're talking about this is the laws we need to follow. But they forget that this humanity consider also we have, like, you know, the flexibility. There's a change as well.
They don't like to accept.
Yeah, because, like, I remember I told my mom, like, why when this man and women get married, I'm 17 years old at the time, the promise that they do in church is the promise from the root annoy me. Those are both women who say, wherever you go, I will go, tell that do us part. And that term was used for century, for long time already, but they never thought that in their book, it was written, it was a promise of two women. And as well as my father's, like, that's the reason why I really need to, you know, to understand. Because I am so confused at that age. Like, why? Why they keep on kicking me out? Because the question is, like, I feel alone. You know, tapping myself, facing in the mirror and telling, you're doing great. Because they never appreciate you because they feel that you have a disease. You are deviant. You're different from other people.
And I guess it is because... Maybe it's not same, but I guess it's similar. Your family also, that's your family, Shanet. They are all family. They have no love in their love. And for my family, there's always have a chaos and violence and escort, I guess. I don't know what the words. But yes, they have always like this. And I know there's lives. And for this, we have to overcome about something for prefi our lives.
Because, like, for me, upon my studies, like, I studied for 4 years for religious education. I understand, like, end of the day, we end up with love, no? Because love means life, our life. And then O, it's like what we can offer to ourselves and what we can offer for other people. And what is the value and values? What is... No, the values inside it and the endless.
It's just like what the Christians would say, it's the fruit of the Spirit.
Yes.
It shouldn't be ugly. It shouldn't be puffed up. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering. Like, if I love you, I have to love every part of you, good and bad, because all of us are different in many ways at the same time. So if I say I love you or I love you or I love any one of you, I have to love everything you come with.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that makes us, you know, as part of our comfort zone as well. That all human being unites because of love. And I think that people also manage, you know, despite of different experiences that we face, we all end up in the dynamics of love. And in other hand, what is the difference between sexual orientation and gender identity? Because this also two things are confusing. Now, even in my community, they're also confused about what do you mean by, what is the difference between sexual orientation and gender identity?
For me, your sexual orientation is who you want to have sex with. And your gender identity is whether you prefer to be male or female.
And this one is really so important point, because that's too much people say it for the trans people, that's if you are man, that you are man. You have to love women. If you are